So just find somewhere comfortable to sit. If you're on a chair, just feel your feet on the floor. Sitting bones on the seat. And just notice the breath. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. And one last time, in through the nose, and out through the mouth. So now I'd like you to imagine like a golden, warm golden liquid that's gently coming in through the top of your head. And as it starts to come in through the top of the head, those cells start to relax. Any tightness feels this warmth surrounding it and starts to release naturally, gently. And this warm golden liquid seeps down now into the brow and down the back of the head. And as it meets any tension, any tightness, it just infuses, it permeates into that tightness with its warmth, allowing it to gently unravel naturally. Coming down now into the lower brow, that tight knot that we sometimes have between the eyebrows, just gently, like a sort of healing balm, just infusing that knot. Allowing the cells and whatever muscle fibers to feel that warmth. Easing, softening, opening. Coming down the back of the head at the same time. Any tightness in the back of the head. And this warm golden liquid just drenching that, infusing that. And in that easing, that softening, we feel this tingling aliveness. Coming down now into the eye sockets, tensions around the eyes. And into the eyes themselves. This warm, golden liquid infusing the area, seeping in, allowing that natural softening and opening. Down into the cheeks, and the jaw, infusing the tightness. And the back of the tongue. Until the whole head now is filled with this warm golden liquid. Soft and open, and we continue down into the neck and the throat, every cell like a little sponge absorbing this warmth. And as it does, it naturally opens. And coming down to the shoulders. Any tightness there, again, being filled with this golden liquid, this warmth. Noticing the breath. Moving down now into the heart area. Again, this golden liquid, like this warm healing balm, makes its way through the heart. Soothing and invigorating all the cells. And the ribs and the solar plexus. Again, any tightness that we come across, just allowing that warmth, that warm liquid to just fill that place like a sponge filling with warm water, softening, opening, releasing. And then down into the belly. And they hear sort of gastric noises happening as this softening and opening takes place. Any tensions, torsions, sort of twist, or this fist in the belly, just allowing that to be permeated, infused by this warm golden liquid. This natural melting starts to happen. Easing, softening. And this warm golden liquid flowing down through the upper arms from the shoulders. Into the elbows, and the forearms and the wrists, and into each hand and each finger. Bringing that natural ease, that natural softening. And experiencing that tingling aliveness. And we continue going down the body into the genitals, and the buttocks, and the hips, the groins, this warm golden liquid seeping in, softening the hardness, melting. Melting whatever's frozen and being held onto rigidly. And flowing into the thighs. The knees, and down into the calf muscles. Feeling that tingling aliveness as the body starts to open. And into the feet, the tops of the feet. And into each toe, feeling the toes spreading. Spreading naturally on the ground. And the soles of the feet. So now the whole body is infused with this warm golden liquid. The whole body, this tingling, vibrant aliveness. And staying with this childlike, immediate experience. Without the mental images of a body. We experience that this aliveness fills the whole space. There is nothing to contain it. It's more like a whole field of sensation, with various pockets of intensity. Just resting, basking in that field, that open field of sensation. And there's something else here. Whatever we are that is aware of this field of sensing, we can't point to what's aware, simply here. We don't need to go looking for what's aware. It's the opposite movement. There's a resting, an easing, and not needing to know. Natural resting in what we always already are. Can we really find some gap between this awareness that we are and this field of sensing? Can we find some kind of boundary between these supposed two? Or is it not that this awareness that we are is being this field of sensing? Is being this sound of my voice right now? Is being whatever feelings are coming up now? Is being this entire experience. If we notice thoughts trying to get hold of that, trying to make sense of that, we bow to those, thank you. Thoughts will never make sense of this. And we rest again in the immediacy of the experience. Resting, easing, being.